Baby-faced, canary-haired, and standing 5'3" in his socks, Truman Capote was the flaming youth of American letters, rising early, burning bright, and crashing back to Earth in spectacular disarray. In the summer of 1945, a few months shy of his 21st birthday, the soldiers came down this road on a summer's day in 1944. Nobody lives here now. They only stayed a few hours, but when they had gone, the community which had lived here for over 1,000 years was dead, and the village destroyed. It has never been rebuilt. The ruins remain to remind us of the barbarity and cruelty of war. The extreme difference in pressure between the seafloor and the surface makes the creature's survival on the surface near impossible. This makes in-depth research difficult, because most useful information can only be found while the creatures are alive. Recent developments have allowed scientists to look at these creatures more closely and for a longer time. On November the 9th, 1938, following the shooting of a German diplomat in Paris by a young Jew, the Nazi Party organized so-called spontaneous uprisings throughout Germany and Austria. The broken glass that lay glittering in the gutters from so many windows of Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues gave that night its name forever. Kristallnacht.